Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Monday afternoon. It is absolutely glorious. And, wow, yet another screw-up by the city of Richmond. Hold on a second. No, wait a minute. I've got my shocked face around here somewhere. Where the heck did I put it? I don't know. I got it around here somewhere. I'll find it, and then I promise, as soon as I can, I will put it on, and I will, I'll act shocked and surprised. Okay, all right, well, Yeah, you got a tax bill, and your taxes, if they're not paid by, what is it, June 16th, then terrible things will happen to you, and the city says, hey, good luck, sorry. What did Dr. Donnie say? Dr. Donnie of Woolley? He's not really new anymore, mayor, but I mean, he's newish. And it's funny, he doesn't look newish. But anyway, he's newish. And so you'll have to call your mortgage company. Okay. Because everybody knows how that's a very enjoyable, very easy thing to do. Very easy. Get through to the right people. Now, perhaps some folks who are involved with, say, local lenders. Virginia Credit Union comes to mind. It's all local. I got to figure that they're aware of the situation, so probably be somewhat more receptive. But if your lender is in California, it might be a problem. But not to worry. Dr. Donnie is on the job. I can breathe a sigh of relief. I was listening. First of all, Charles, thank you. Welcome back. Charles Pyle, our afternoon news reporter and anchor and all-around decent human being. So we're happy to have him back. He was conspicuous by his absence for a week. But he has returned and reporting on the absolute gall and temerity of the woefully, grossly incompetent superintendent of the Richmond Public Schools and the equally as incompetent chair of the Richmond School Board saying, oh, it's time for state oversight to end. I got news for you. It's time for state oversight to double down and run the damn school system and kick you people out of the way. Because you, Mr. Superintendent, have failed those students. I mean, this is just barely short of child abuse, isn't it? And the rotating cast of characters on the Richmond School Board, the Board of Education, look, you folks could not run a pencil sharpener, let alone an entire school system. It's embarrassing. Less than 50% of the children in that system are able to read and write. Where's the improvement?
Well, you know, it used to be even lower.
Okay, well, how about this? How about you circle back once you get past the 50% point? Maybe that's when you can have a conversation. Hey, look, it's a 50-50 shot whether the kid graduates knowing how to read and write. Well, all right. Yeah, you can roll the dice on that one, right? Because you don't really care about the kids. That's become abundantly clear, RPS. But then what? No. Nonsense. Release from state oversight. Forget about it. I'm telling you, they should eliminate any and all responsibility of the Board of Education and this grossly incompetent excuse for a school superintendent. Get them both out of there. Get them all out of the way. Somebody somewhere should actually pretend that they care about those children. I mean, it's not going to happen. I know. No, I know it's not going to happen. And that's besides the point. I'm allowed to share with people exactly what I'm thinking. Oh, you're allowed to share with me as well. The James River Air text line is always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 40, all right? Shoot me a note over there. Was anybody following our pal John Reed's social media over the weekend? It was interesting to me. No, look, I'm a big supporter of John's campaign now for lieutenant governor, obviously, right? You're not surprised by that. Good. But what I will tell you is that a local TV news reader was busy attacking John on John's social media page. And I thought, I thought you guys were supposed to be like impartial, you know, just read the teleprompter, read the news that's presented to you and then go away. You're not, I mean, are you a reporter? I don't know. And if you are, at least in theory, a reporter, this makes it even worse. But when you're busy attacking somebody and it's all based on your own personal left-wing agenda, that's awful. And it would be equally as wrong if you were in that role and you were attacking somebody based on your right-wing agenda. It really is just inexcusable. And I'd have to think that the news director, I assume they have a news director there, but if that's the case, where's the news director? Shouldn't the news director say, hey, you can still sit here and read the news, that's great, but you got to stop going after people based on your political point of view. You're not supposed to share that. You can have it. I don't think there's anybody here who says, oh my God, you're not entitled to your opinion.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
And hell, at this point, everybody knows what your opinion is, but just for appearance's sake, aren't you supposed to pretend at least that you're impartial or not advancing one particular team over the other? A guy like Shapiro, the Times-Dispatch, who is retiring, he's allowed to do that. He is an unapologetic leftist. And he's allowed to be an unapologetic leftist because he's a columnist, right? He's an opinion guy. Now, maybe you don't like his opinion. That's irrelevant. But he's an opinion guy. So he can write his columns based on his opinion. And you could say, my God, I really agree with this opinion. Or, oh, I hate this opinion. Totally up to you. But as an opinion writer, he's allowed to do that. In fact, if he didn't do that, his bosses over there would probably say, you got to step it up a little bit. You're here for your opinion. You're a columnist. If you're a reporter, once again, more than entitled to have your opinion. You're absolutely positively allowed to read and believe and say whatever you want in your private life. But in your role as a reporter, you got to put it aside, at least for the sake of the reporting. So that somebody reading your piece says, well, those are the facts. Here they are. Who, what, when, where, why, how. Yeah, okay. I don't get any sense from the reporter what his or her personal opinion is. That's the way that's supposed to work. So when you have somebody in that role, and they're so active, and I mean actively attacking and demeaning and insulting John, now, maybe I'm more sensitive to it because John's a friend and I like John and all that other good stuff, perhaps. And I'm not really familiar with the guy. But I just thought, man, that's just totally out of line and totally out of place. While I'm busy telling you what you shouldn't do, please, nobody say Happy Memorial Day. Germ, you know this, every year. I don't know how many years you've been with me now. Is it 2 years, 3 years, 12? I don't know, whatever it is. Jeremy is a real live boy, just like Pinocchio. I'm telling you, he really does exist. There's a photo, actually, when he came here to Casa Cats a couple of weeks ago. We had a very important staff meeting here at the house, which involved, Jeremy and Pixie, Oh, and me. Yeah, I was there. I was serving drinks, but nonetheless, I was there, and we did have a very important staff meeting, and we discussed staffing requirements and kibbles as well as bits and tonic water versus sparkling club soda. So yeah, I mean, it was very important, but we did take a picture. And Jeremy is in that picture. Now, I don't know where it is at this point. I did post it. He gave me full permission. I have the signed release and everything. So it's up there. If you're with me on Facebook, you can go scrolling back. It's what, about 2 weeks ago, Jerem, I think? I think it was about 2 weeks ago you came up here. And, yeah, so you can go and see it. So you can see. I'm not lying to you. Jeremy really, really, really does exist. Oh, I know what it was. Yeah, Jeremy was... talking about the nominations for the Best of Richmond. This here little show, once again, in the running for Best Afternoon Radio Show. Now, I need as many nominations as possible to make sure we make it onto the ballot. So if you haven't yet, would you do me a favor? Visit this website, go.richmond.com/the best. Go.richmond.com/the best. And simply nominate The Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show. In addition to that, we were nominated in two other categories, which were a little shocking, but I'll tell you what they were. Number one, The Jeff Katz Show was nominated as the best place to work. And given that it's me, Jeremy, and Pixie... And I know I didn't nominate us, and Pixie has no thumbs, but I digress. And what was the other one? Oh, we were... The Jeff Katz Show also nominated as the best OBGYN practice in all of Central Virginia. And once again, I can tell you I was not involved in that nomination. So the only one I'm asking you for is Best Afternoon Radio Show. But yeah, if you go on to either the Jeff Katz Show on Facebook or Radio Katz on Facebook, you can scroll back and you can see an actual picture of an actual Jeremy right there on the actual page. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.